BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
BBC
Radio
1.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show
with Scott Mills.
Good morning. Happy New Year. Thank you, Adele. Hi, Chris.
Happy New Year.
So, I just went to the loo and I heard some kind of motivational message from myself on the speakers, obviously coming from Radio 1. Adele played it. Did you hear it? Or did I make it up? Something, me saying something about being sore tomorrow rather than being sorry
what
tomorrow.
What was that about? And where did you say that?
Right, I don't remember saying that at all. So, maybe I'm just saying like motivational messages in my sleep now or something. Don't ever remember saying that.
But it was, yeah, it was like you were trying to be really inspiring with it.
I think it's because, I think I mean exercise. Like being sore.
But even in that context, it's a strange thing to say, isn't it?
It is a bit.
You're going to wake up sore tomorrow or something like that.
Anyway, I hope your New Year's okay. There will be people listening to us in the gym right now. No, what's his name? The body coach.
Yes.
He's now doing a HIIT session on his Facebook. Don't do that.
Why would you do that? It's a disgusting thing to do at this time of the day.
Absolutely disgusting. You rotter. It's a bank holiday Monday.
But what are your views on the people in the gym that say haven't been attending the rest of the year? Where do you stand on that?
I think, well, like everyone, they'll do it for approximately 20 days and then that'll be it for another year. But yeah, fine. Go with it.
I might go back today.
Oh, yes.
Triumphant return.
Now, where did we get to with the gym? Was it just the induction?
I've done the induction.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So Dan Walker off of BBC Breakfast on BBC One has just been on Twitter saying that he is flying solo at the moment on BBC Breakfast, saying that we should team up. Like, I could do the news, you could do the weather. I actually think that's a great idea. Like, when it's a bank holiday, all BBC presenters should just, like...
pitch in wherever.
Yeah, just all do a bit.
What a show that would be.
Right.
If we could do BBC Breakfast TV, as well as radio, if we could do both at the same time, that'd be the dream.
Yeah, but then, like, Carol Kirkwood could just, like, nip up here and do a bit, you know?
It could be a bit of sort of best of both.
Yeah.
They bring Kirkwood and Walker.
Yeah.
We bring us.
Anyway, I said, oh, well, I'll be down to read the 7 o'clock news. But then I realised he's not here. I don't think
he's not in the building that we're in.
No, he's in Manchester.
He's in a different building.
So that
building.
Could be a problem. He's like, can we do it on FaceTime? Oh, bless. Not on the TV, no. Just catching up on a few bits since we were last on. So Ed Sheeran, people have gone mad for just because he's holding up a piece of paper in what looks like a library in a 3-second video saying, new music coming Friday. The tweets he is getting back are quite sensational. Like, you've already saved 2017.
Yeah.
There's so much love for him.
But no, and I'm not condoning anyone having a go at him, but it's like, if you've waited a whole year for Ed Sheeran, I'm hoping it kicks off a bit more lively soon.
What do you mean?
Do you know what I mean? Because it is just him with the piece of it. It's a bit Love Actually.
Yeah, I mean, it's a budget video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, he's minted.
I know. Literally a piece of paper. But I quite like that it's so...
Yeah, I know. I'm the same.
So low-key.
Oh, it's so exciting.
Let's also talk about Robbie Williams on New Year's Eve on the TV.
I kind of missed it.
Right.
Because I was in charge of the music at my girlfriend's parents' house. Sorry for not coming to Halifax.
Yeah, that's right. I wasn't expecting it.
How was it?
It was good, actually. Really good night, yeah. New Year's Eve. Wasn't on at midnight.
What's
I spent
point?
Midnight in the back office.
Did you?
In the club, yeah.
Why weren't you on for the bongs?
I don't know. But it was really good when I finally got on.
Right.
Yeah, but I was backstage. It was really glamorous. Going Happy New Year to people I didn't know.
So did you do a little countdown where you were and everything?
No, we were literally walking in as it was midnight into the club. It was really disappointing.
That's really...
I was like, oh.
That's how I feel about that.
It's 1 minute past now, guys. The moment's gone.
So were you late?
No, we were all supposed to be there at that time.
Oh.
All you need to see from the Robbie Williams thing is that he... put some antibacterial liquid on his hands directly after touching some peasants. Yeah, so that was funny.
peasants.
I've shaken your hand, but now I'm going to wash myself.
Scott, I was at the football yesterday. I was cold. I was in a bad way after a big night out the night before. And Watford lost 4-1.
Oh.
However, Arsenal played Palace,
right?
And there was an amazing goal. And I want you to watch this goal. And I'm going to Snapchat your... reaction to it, because for me, when I saw this goal, it's a brilliant, brilliant goal.
Okay.
But I'm just weird to see if there's a murmur or if you feel anything when you watch it.
Okay, who's the goal by?
Giroud. You ready?
Okay, go. Okay, obviously you won't get the sound here, listeners.
So Giroud.
So this is interesting on the radio. So you just, okay,
here it comes.
He's going in. Yeah.
Does that do nothing for you? It doesn't, does it?
No.
Not a murmur?
Not a murmur.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, who's up and about then this morning? Bethan in Preston, just finishing number 4 of 8 night shifts in a row. Slightly flagging now. Laura's on the way to work. She's got to go in today. And Kenny is in London. He's saying, I enjoyed Cheese Club in the run-up to Christmas on the show. What have you got to replace it? No, the foods need to stop right now, Kenny. This is where it stops.
We could start some kind of healthy club, but it doesn't seem very fun.
Not fun.
So we won't do that.
Let's all just get our heads down and, like, eat healthily for a bit, yeah?
We can do a 6:45 a.m. kale. Wheel of kale.
I thought I was actually going to run then. It's just the word kale at this time, sorry. Maybe in a nice smoothie.
I don't think I've ever eaten kale.
Well, no, that doesn't surprise me, hon.
Oh, not you as well.
What do you mean?
Well, spoke about this last week. I was at a family party, one of many, last week. And, I will name him. My cousin's...
Oh, we're naming him now.
Lovely Dan, yeah. Right? Nice guy. He is, but he's very honest.
Right.
And I pointed out to him that he's looking quite trim.
And he said...
to the gym, which is all good and all. And then he wasn't saying it as a joke. And genuinely, he's a really nice guy. He looked at me and went, well, you've put on a bit of weight, haven't you?
Bit of timber.
You've put on a bit. Oh. And then he came over and sort of started pressing me.
Right, you've just complimented him.
Yeah.
You're looking trim.
Yeah,
so
he genuinely wasn't doing it to be rude.
No.
And then immediately then my cousin said to him, you know, what are you saying? Why would you say that coming from you? And he was like, oh, he doesn't mind, does he? You don't mind me saying that. And he comes over and starts
pressing you.
Yeah, pressing.
Yeah. Like, I don't like it when they press.
Which is, listen, he's family.
Yeah, he's good. Family.
Like, but it has got me thinking.
Well, I'm just reading this on the way in. Today and tomorrow is when your weight will peak.
What do you mean?
Like, this is the fattest you'll be.
What does that mean? Whatever.
No, well, at this
until
time of year. Yeah, because you've eaten all the foods. And here's a really motivational bit for you from this article that I read. So all the weight that you may have put on over Christmas, you will not be able to get rid of for 6 months.
Why?
Until play starts at Wimbledon.
What article is this? Why Wimbledon?
Because at the beginning of July... So the weight you've put on will take 6 months to shift. I give up. I'm done. Morning, Ash from Cannock, on his way to the airport to pick up mum and dad. Feeling a bit tired. We've all done that airport run. Also, John Newman's Gardener's been on.
Again?
Yeah, he loves it. I like having staff of the stars on.
Stars, staff.
Yeah. Ian, that's John Newman's Gardener. Had a great time with John and his family over Christmas and New Year. Good to hear it.
BBC Radio 1.
Good morning, Kerry. Oh, yes, a cheery voice on the 2nd of January. No pressure, but this is like one of the most depressing days of the whole year, and you've got to wake us all up and get us all motivated.
Oh, great, no pressure at all.
Whereabouts are you?
Wiltshire.
Oh, yeah, whereabouts?
Like, do you know where Longleat is?
Yeah.
Yes. Safari Park. Like, right near there.
Okay, that's not a Longleat accent, though, is it?
No, it's a Belfast accent.
Is Longleat the one with the Lord Bath?
Yes.
Yeah, love.
Obsessed with him.
The what?
Lord Bath lives at Longleat.
I saw a documentary about him recently. Well, it was about the family that own Longleat, and it was fascinating.
There's people that actually live there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lord Bath.
Oh, I did not know that.
Oh, babe, look up Lord Bath today. He'll be your new absolute favourite thing.
I mean, he's a character.
Oh, so it's not a real person?
Yeah, yes.
Yes.
Oh, is it?
I'm really confusing you, aren't I? Is it too early?
I'm so confused.
I know.
What's confusing you, sorry? The Lord Bath?
Like, because you said it was a character, so I thought it's maybe like just like a statue of someone who's like there.
No, he's definitely real and lives at Longleat.
Oh, I'm going there today, so I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, I don't think you'll get access to Lord Bath himself. But you will see some baboons with pink bottoms that will try and rip your car to pieces.
Ask for Lord Bath. He's like a real-life Ronald McDonald, if you will, in the sense that he is, he's alive, but he's also a massive character.
So he's a clown?
No, he's not a clown. Oh, God.
No, all right. Okay.
Just look him up later. Let's play Real or No Real.
Okay.
When Madonna worked at Dunkin' Donuts, she got fired because she squirted jelly, that's jam to us Brits, on a customer.
Madonna worked at selling donuts.
No.
I can so imagine it.
What was that thing that Ariana Grande did? In a donut shop.
She licked a donut.
She did lick a donut.
But I don't think she'd paid for it. I can't remember exactly what happened there, but yeah, there was some kind of controversy around a licking of a donut.
Yeah.
She got captured on camera doing it. Little lick there of the donut.
Not acceptable if you're not going to buy it. Well, you know my views on this. It's people that like... Well, you know my views on this. It's people that eat the food before they bought it. It's not for me. Like, people that get through a whole bag of crisps and then pay for it after they've eaten at the supermarket. Not on.
Yeah, I've done that occasionally.
Oh, it's not
good.
I think it's allowed.
It's not allowed. You always pay for it.
Yeah, but you've finished it. And now you're like, oh, I'd like to pay for these. They're in my stomach.
I always hate paying for it, though, by that point, because by then, you've eaten it. Do you know what I mean? Always do. I'm just saying, it's not the same as, you know, when you shop when you're hungry and you buy so much food. That's the thing. People say it. Don't ever shop when you're hungry. Because you'll buy
That's
so much stuff.
That's the story of my life.
Yeah.
But you haven't bought it yet, so do not eat it.
I won't.
Are you allowed to stand there, fine, after it's gone through the conveyor belt and the paying thing? Are you allowed to stand there and eat it all?
No, after you've paid for it. Eating in supermarkets is pretty low, Chris.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so. Wait till you get out.
What if it's like hot food, though? Like, what if it's in the hot food counter?
No.
Good point.
At least wait till you get out the doors. Did Madonna work at Dunkin' Donuts but got fired because she squirted jam on a customer? Chris.
I just can't imagine her doing the donuts because I thought she was a pop star from quite a young age, so I think no real.
Kerry.
Yeah, I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
True.
Yay!
When Madonna moved to New York City, she worked in a donut chain. She also worked as a backup dancer and supposedly lived on a diet of just popcorn. That's what we need to try.
Just popcorn?
That's a lie.
So different flavoured popcorns.
Yeah. This is my new thing, isn't it? Diet 2017?
Well, not diet, but just slightly healthier eating. But that popcorn's not healthy.
Really healthy popcorn, though.
If you're just eating popcorn, you're going to be thin.
Are you?
Yeah. That's all you're eating.
I don't know what the rules are anymore.
I know, we don't know the rules anyway, do you?
So if I just eat popcorn, that's all good?
I wouldn't advise it. It's not healthy, balanced.
No. No, you're right. Also, Voice of Real or No Real today is making all these Real or No Real sound really serious and like breaking news.
That's because he's from the news. Jim Connolly from the news. And next.
Super slick American singer Bruno Mars's real name is actually Peter Gordon.
It's not a headline. Do you know what I mean? Like, why is it? It sounds like we should have some kind of like EastEnders drums he says it. It's,
no. I feel that we should maybe add this onto it because Jim is doing his news voice there. And...
Really news voice.
Okay, here's your next fact on today's Real or No Real.
This is
Real or No Real. Radio 1.
Super slick American singer Bruno Mars's real name is actually Peter Gordon.
Newsbeat.
That's so good, I love it. Can you imagine these were the headlines that you woke up to? It'd be such a better world.
I like it when pop stars have really normal names.
Oh, I didn't hear the real or no real. Sorry.
Oh, gosh.
Super slick American singer Bruno Mars's real name is actually Peter Gordon.
Okay, cool. Well, I don't think Bruno Mars is his real name. If not, that is such a cool name.
I've never...
That's a cool name.
I've just accepted that is his name. I've never even thought about it. Mm. What about you, Kerry?
Yeah, what would your stage name be?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh, I don't know.
Think something showbiz.
I can only think of, you know those things you say where, like, you look at, like, the day you were born and the month and then it gives you, like, a really weird name? I can only think of really weird ones.
Yeah, it's like your mum's name, your dog's name.
Yeah.
Generally, pop stars keep either the first or the last name the same. Am I right in that, Scott?
Mostly.
Is that how it normally works? So why don't you stick with Kerry and just pick some really lavish last name?
Kerry Berry.
Nice.
Kerry Berry.
Yeah, and then I can pretend that I'm related to Mary Berry.
Yeah, good.
I can see it on posters. I can see it in front of the O2, selling out massive concerts.
Me too. Maybe I should try that.
Would Bruno Mars be as big as Bruno Mars in fame-wise if he was called Peter Gordon?
No.
He doesn't look like a Peter.
He doesn't, does he?
He does look like a Bruno, though.
Yeah, I know, but that's because you're used to it.
Yeah.
But we don't know what he gets up to behind closed doors, do we? So, you know, on stage, Bruno Mars, behind closed doors, very much Peter Gordon.
Yeah, it can't say Bruno Mars in his passport. Let's see his passport, please. What do you think, Kerry? Real or no real? Bruno Mars, not his actual real name.
I'm going to go no real.
So you think it is Bruno?
Oh, yeah, I think his name's Bruno.
I'm going to go real. Oh, I hope this is real.
That's no real.
Oh.
His real name is different, though. It's actually Peter Gene Hernandez. So that's a little bit sexier than Peter Gordon, but I do understand why he went for Bruno Mars. Peter Hernandez is quite a good name, though.
Yeah, yeah.
How did he get Bruno Mars from that, though?
I don't know. I wonder, like, how do you even come up with Bruno Mars as your stage name?
Maybe he likes the dog biscuit.
Maybe, who knows?
Well, Bruno is quite a dog name, actually, yeah, isn't it? So right. Maybe it's that. And his mother's maiden name was Mars.
Right, listen, wait there, Carrie. We'll do some more Riddle No Riddle after this, all right?
Okay.
It's Riddle No Riddle with Carrie. Hiya.
Hi.
I've got one more fact for you. Are you ready for it?
I am so ready.
Despite it being more than 100 days away.
Hang on, I think we need the...
Yeah. It's so music. Yeah.
Okay, and here is Jim Connolly on Radio 1 with your latest Riddle No Riddle fact.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Despite it being more than 100 days away, Easter eggs have started appearing in one of the high street supermarkets.
Newsbeat.
This is my new favourite thing.
This is definitely real because I got mini eggs in my stocking at Christmas. So that has to be real.
Did 100%. You?
Yeah.
And they're probably much cheaper this early on as well.
Exactly.
So people are buying bargains for you and giving them to you as cheap presents.
Easter's 4 months away.
But so, you always need an Easter egg in your life.
You don't.
You don't, know.
You do, though.
You don't, because there's chocolate all year round. The things that you want to keep hold of is pigs in blankets for the rest of the year.
Yeah, freeze those, babies.
Everyone needs to commit to that right now.
I don't get the obsession with pigs in blankets.
What are you on about?
Pork on pork.
I don't get it.
Oh, pork on pork on pork on pork.
Well, that, why? What don't you... Do you not like them?
Like, well, no, like, they're all right, but, like, I wouldn't be like, oh, I need to have them in my life, you know what I mean?
Right, okay.
Like, a normal cocktail sausage, grand.
Right, will you get to May and then tell me you're not having a little hankering for a pig and blanket?
No, but you won't because you forget about it because they only get press at Christmas.
I don't because I freeze them.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Because you can't get them any other time. Bung them in the freezer. What a nice treat when you open your freezer and they're just there and you're like, oh, I forgot about them.
Oh, Scott, I love that you can't get them any time of the year. It's literally sausages wrapped in bacon.
I know, but I'm not doing them myself. So... I have Easter eggs started appearing in one of the high street supermarkets. Kerry, real or no real?
Totally real.
Chris?
I can believe this. You know, it's the same with Christmas. Starts well early, so I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
True. A newspaper reported last week that a supermarket that sounds like Woop already has Easter eggs out on display, despite it not being until April, like I said, 4 months away. At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
Kerry, you absolutely smashed it. I only got 10, you got 30.
Yeah.
All right.
You've obviously played this before at home, haven't you?
No, I listen in the car, but I never always get them right.
Well, you do something right today. All right, listen, Happy New Year. I think it's still fine to say that. And thank you for being on today.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
BBC Radio 1.
So Mariah Carey had a New Year's Eve mare. Oh, did you see it?
I've caught up on it.
Oh, yeah. Everything that could go wrong did. More on this after 7:30. Are you still watching her show, Mariah's World?
I've still got one more episode. There was another one last night.
Brand new last night.
Yeah, I haven't seen
the best one so far.
And it really isn't my thing.
No, it wouldn't be your thing normally, but it's a good reality show. The Scott Mills Daily. Good morning. Hello, anyone there? Hello. It's 7:38. Ash is listening. He's been up since 5:00 going to work today. Also, Tiff, good morning. Listening in from sunny Sydney. Jealous. And Ian has been on saying, you know about the pigs in blankets, I freeze them. He freezes the mince pies. Can't get them any other time.
True. And they are harder to make than the sausages wrapped in bacon, yeah.
Let's talk about New Year's Eve. And if you woke up feeling awful on New Year's Day, probably not as bad as Mariah Carey. She was singing on the New Year's Eve, what's that called? New Year's Rockin' Eve, they call it, in New York. So, I mean, it's just a nightmare from beginning to end.
I feel more sorry for Mariah Carey's assistant or whoever was in charge of the sound that day.
It's like, well, she obviously couldn't hear the music, right?
Misses
her cue and then never really catches up with the song.
But she's never going to blame herself in all this.
No.
It's going to be everyone else's fault.
There are some moments as well where the singing is continuing, but she's nowhere near a microphone.
Oh, yeah. And then what ends up happening as the performance kind of unravels, is she just ends up talking over the top of it, kind of throughout it, awkwardly going, well, I'm going to walk over here.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
It's horrible.
This is like my ultimate awful stress dream. So imagine it. You're on stage, okay, and you are in a swimming costume. It's pretty cold. It is a swimming costume. And you're on the massive screens in Times Square. So there's thousands watching you in the square, thousands of people, and millions are watching it on TV around the world, and this happens. It's the most exposing thing. So here's the song.
I mean, this is all fine for 10, 15 seconds, maybe.
I'll just go through the motion, okay?
Oh, it's just awkward.
We didn't have a check for this song, so we'll just say it went to number one, and that's what it is. Okay.
You're just talking nonsense now, right?
Yep. Oh, tries to sing.
No. Any more singing? Right. Stop talking.
Okay,
so now the audience is singing. It's a classic.
The old class.
Oh, she must have felt so bad.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
January is so depressing, but don't worry about it, because from tomorrow, we are going to be giving away amazing prizes on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. It's so boring, January. I'm even a bit looking forward to Big Brother.
Oh, really?
Well, is it aren't there loads of old stars going in or something?
The thing is, I always write it off beforehand. This celebrity one, anyway. I think the other one's pointless. Yeah. But the
pointless.
Well, come on. But the celebrity one, I slag it off beforehand and then get really into it. Always. Yeah. I always end up buying into it.
Just something else I've realised as well, because it's a new year, we can all now reset our buzzers to press when we think something really good has happened, the best thing of 2017.
Brilliant. Well, we did this last year, didn't we? Because I was noticing that everyone was saying, oh, you need to see this as the best thing you'll see this year. But people were doing it like 3, 4, 5 times on my Facebook, the same phrase, and it was getting annoying because often you'd click on it and it wasn't actually that good.
You can only press your buzzer once for one thing of the whole year that you genuinely believe is the best thing of 2017. But we can all reset. See, I'm aware we're only into day two of January, but Mariah lip syncing is, at the moment, it's up there for me, but I can't press it too soon. Also, did you see the O'Donovan brothers, who we love, on Graham Norton on New Year's Eve?
Genius booking.
A great booking. We need to get them on Inuit Bingo.
Yes.
And Twitter just exploded. I mean, they just seem such nice guys. Graham started by playing a clip of their post-win interview.
He's been busy there. I was running around having a great time signing photographs and autographs and taking pictures. It's all well and good, you know. We'll be fairly tired now. We haven't had a bite to eat since 2 hours
after the
weigh-in. We had a bread roll with some Nutella.
Why does it always go back to food with them?
It does.
I like the actress that was on as a French lady called Marion. She was quite honest.
And Marion, watching that clip on that, could you understand the accents?
Nothing, not a word. I understood since.
And then Gary O'Donovan explained to Graham how many people turned up to their homecoming party. I don't know if you're still following this.
There's
a small little town. The population is about 1,500 people, and they're saying there was about 15,000 turned up to the homecomings. The town wasn't crazy, like.
And then this happened. If anyone has any idea what this is, let us know.
Yeah, no, yeah, we get charged away in Skibbereen anyway, that's no problem.
Okay, I'll do it for you once more.
Yeah, no, yeah, we get charged away in Skibbereen anyway, that's no problem.
Let us know if you know. See, my finger is hovering over the button again. It's too soon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Wow, I've just looked. It's proper bank holiday TV today. They're all on Rip Off Britain, Wanted Down Under, Bargain Hunt, Escape to the Country, Dickinson's Real Deal, Mr. Bean and Off Their Rockers.
It's all the heavy hitters, isn't it? You don't rate Mr. Bean, do you?
No!
You've said this to me before.
I had a massive conversation over Christmas about this.
This feels controversial.
Is it?
You can't not like Mr. Bean.
I think it's humour-free.
No. Well, I don't think it's the funniest thing ever, but it's really nostalgia and it's funny because we've all grown up with it.
It's on today, but it's the cartoon version. What's that?
Oh, no, don't bother with that.
Right, really? Oh, that's on when we're on anyway, so not going to watch it. What else? EastEnders. You see EastEnders?
No, I've missed it.
Oh, so it's just my word.
Really?
Yes. Okay. I mean, I wasn't expecting that. There was a couple of false alarms as to, if you've not seen it yet, I'm not going to spoil it, as to how Ronnie and Roxy might leave.
But wasn't one of them moving half an hour away from Walford?
Yeah. Well, she's moving to Ongar.
Ongar.
Which made it sound like they was like, wow, I can't come to Ongar, it's too far. It's 30 minutes, babes.
You'll be able to see the stars in Ongar.
That was it. It's 30 minutes away from where you live now.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they both decided to go together, and the marriage was on, all good. But well, it was off and then on again.
I've not seen it for a while. They're getting married, they're sisters.
But they're not getting married. No, one of the sisters is getting married. But then, obviously, because New Year's Day, drama will ensue.
Okay.
I don't want to spoil it for you, but are you going to watch it?
Something's happened.
Something bad's happened, yeah.
Okay.
And that hotel will never get good reviews on TripAdvisor ever again.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So hard to skirt around what happened in EastEnders without actually saying it, but you probably get the idea that it's something quite bad.
I'm sort of imagining things. And did they do the music that they do on the really emotional ones? It happens like once every year, 6 months.
Oh, what you mean when the music kind of wells up underneath before
it starts,
the...
Exactly, starts with a bit of piano. It really stresses me out, actually.
Right, okay, well, watch it later, because this will really stress you out. Completely black, no music.
No music?
None.
Credits?
Like, credits are going, like,
with no
force,
music?
No music. It was so weird.
God, what are you meant to do to that?
Also, has anyone seen these new things they're doing on BBC One where there's people introducing the programmes?
No, what's this? Right, what's going on?
Right, so, like, there's a load of... people in the sea yesterday, you know the ones that go for like a Boxing Day or a New Year's Day swim? They're like, and now on BBC One, Planet Earth. Right, this has happened all over Christmas. Have you not watched anything?
I've not watched anything live.
Right, yeah, okay. Yeah, you've got like all sorts of people introducing the programmes now.
What's going on?
Hello?
If you want to get up, get down like this. Wake up.
Wake up every day.
With Scott Mills.
Wake up every day.
Good to go.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Get up! That's
what I am.
Beep, beep.
Wake yourself up!
It really smells in here now.
Wake yourself up.
I do love a bit of Scott.
Good morning. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills instead of Grimmy this week.
There's a little bit of that where it goes, it really smells in here right now, and it bugs me because I can't work out where that would have been from.
No.
Or also why someone would be saying that.
No, I don't know.
It doesn't smell that bad in here.
No, but it sounds like I'm saying it every single time.
Yeah, it really smells in here.
Yeah. There's Cheryl Cole, Fassini, Fernandez in there as well going, I do love a bit of Scott.
Ooh.
Oh.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Good morning, it's Scott Mills on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show in for Grimmy this week. It's 8:10 on Bank Holiday Monday morning. Zara Larsson, I would like, coming up, new year, new me. But is anything actually going to change, though?
I don't know, really. I have said I'm going to try and get healthier, but everyone says that.
Yeah, I mean, that's what everyone says. Me and Chris have decided over the last couple of weeks on the show that we need to do more things together that are different from what we would normally do. Because I feel that we're maybe slightly in a rut. We're doing the same things all the time. Basically, that's doing the show and then going to a pub.
Yes.
And that needs to maybe, well, not stop, but maybe be a bit less frequent.
Definitely not stop, but we'll sit in the pub and then be saying all the things that we could be doing other than sit in the pub. We should enjoy the pub for what it is. But therefore, what we need to do is open ourselves up to new experiences elsewhere. And what you struggled with this idea is I was saying, look, let's just do all sorts of things, because you never know, you might meet someone at that who then gets you onto something else.
Yeah.
But anyway, however rubbish it may sound, we should go do it.
Okay.
We need to be more yes people this year.
All right, well, someone's in here has just suggested walking upstairs.
No. Well, what? But that's not a club.
No, but the a few people here at Radio 1, because we're on the 8th floor, they walk up and down the stairs in case of taking the lift.
That's pointless. That's not fun.
No, but it is fitness. Right, I'll cross that off. I've done a whole list.
Do you know what I don't like is this unnecessary fitness? So for me...
What's unnecessary fitness?
For me, my problem with fitness... in general, is like I need competition. I need a sport. I need to play football. I can't just run in a straight line. I can't commit to walking up the stairs to the 8th floor every day. That's not fun.
No. But exercise sometimes isn't that much fun.
No, but it can be. Like what I've been saying to you, which we should do, is get one of these wrist things. I'm sure I've seen this somewhere. You wear one, I wear one, and then for a week we're in competition.
And of walking upstairs.
Yeah, but I'm sure I've seen one, unless I'm making this up, and this could make me millions, but I'll share it with everyone now in case someone wants to make it. Just send me some money.
I think it's already been done, but yeah.
But one where I wear one, and then I can see if you're on the move.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And, like, look, and I'm moving again. Look.
Because if I'm against you,
yeah,
I want to better you.
Right.
Okay. And that's where I'll thrive in fitness. For me, the walking to the eighth floor doesn't do it for me.
Okay, right. So we need to link our wristwatches up, right? Is that what
we need
saying?
To have there needs to be a competition. Needs to be like, I'll thrive in a competitive environment.
Okay, so you want to be against me, and then you'll do better.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's out there already. People will let us know. Also on the list, hot yoga.
Is that what they call Bikram?
Yes, really hot.
I wouldn't do yoga normally.
Half marathon. Running in a line again, though.
Yeah, but there is an end goal with that. For me, it's the unnecessary fitness is people who will just run with no kind of finishing point.
Okay, to make it a bit more interesting, what about one of those mud runs?
Is that one of the mudders?
Yes.
Yeah.
Shall we become tough mudders?
Sounds like rough mudders.
Yeah.
No, that sounds weird.
Shall we become one of those?
Let's do a rough mudder.
Yeah. Is it like... Anyone can do those, right?
I think so. Doesn't it get a bit freaky at one point?
It looks hard.
Don't you have to go through... Am I right in thinking you go through sort of an electric fence or something at one point?
Yeah, I think all of that's on.
Why is that on?
But like, imagine we get tough mudder trophies.
It can be... rough mudder.
Yeah.
I never understand really why I get the running part and the going through mud is a bit of a gimmick, but what's with the electric?
why is there a shock involved? Also... We need to talk about the guy who works with us, who is really getting fit right now and putting it all over Instagram.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right, more on this in a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, if you're in bed, jealous. Hello, if you're at work. Hello, if you're just sat in a car, freezing. So cold today.
But how nice is that if you're normally up for work at this kind of time, but right now you're just lying in bed. You're still up at the same time as you normally would be, but you just get to lie in bed and chill.
What's happening here?
Sounds a bit weird, doesn't it?
I'm hearing voices in my head. Is that just me? Or, right? It's putting me off. Hang on. Let's have another one. Good. What was that? Weird.
Can we talk about our work colleague, please?
Okay. Right. So there's a guy that we work with. He's very, very nice. He's very unassuming. He's actually very talented at what he does.
He's a legend.
Yeah. But then Chris pointed out to me just a few weeks ago, his Instagram, which I've never seen before until the other day. And, well, you describe it.
Well, so he's a work colleague. So obviously we see him in a work capacity every day. But he's currently on a massive fitness drive. And he's doing very well. He's got good gains.
Really good gains.
But it does mean his Insta is full of topless pictures of himself.
I'm just not
showing
used to
his gains.
Yes, I'm just not used to seeing it. And he's always got a big smile on his face.
Yeah, so it's him in front of a mirror smiling away because he's looking good. And... as I said, he is doing very well, so there's nothing against that. But I'm then seeing him in the office.
Yes.
And I can't get the Instagram pictures out of my head. And I feel really uncomfortable that, say, last night when I'm looking on Instagram, you know, where you can't sleep and you're going through all the social networks, and I'm looking at pictures of him, but then I'm seeing him in the office and I can't talk about them.
No, like when he came in to fix the cameras the other day in the studio, yeah. I was like, well,
I just see him topless.
Yes. Right? Clenching.
Yeah.
With a massive smile on his face.
And it's the smile as well. Like, I don't know what... I can't say to him, can you smile less in your topless Instagram pictures, please?
But we've not mentioned it to him, and I can't bring myself to follow him.
No.
Because it's weird when you see him at work.
Well, I keep saying to you should give him a follow.
No, I don't know.
Because the pics are on. You're saying you now won't follow... You would have followed him anyway normally.
Yeah.
You didn't realise you didn't follow him, but now
it's just
it looks inappropriate because it looks like you're joining the party because of the photos.
It does. That's exactly what it is. It's like, oh, he's looking good.
So you can't follow him?
No. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Have you got an idea for us? Something we can do? New year, new me?
Yeah, you want to come and join us at Kendo?
Okay. What's kendo, Tim?
Kendo is an ancient Japanese martial art which is based on sword fighting. Yeah,
right.
So the ancient samurai warriors sort of like did it all back in the olden days. It would be kind
the
of
olden days.
There.
the old ancient days.
I mean, come on, everybody. Yeah. Let's
not
be honest.
Not something that started last week.
Can anyone imagine me as a samurai warrior?
No, but think about it. Here's what you've got to think, though, Scott. I'm assuming there's some kind of robe involved, some kind of dressing gown.
Oh, yeah.
That? It's just the same, minus the wine.
Right, so like, is it?
Yeah.
So like a spa day?
You love a gown. You're happily.
I do.
Pour yourself a glass and mm-hmm. sit there in a robe in your
So it's like
mansion.
A robe, but no wine.
No, yeah, you can't really be drinking while swinging a big wooden sword around. It might get a little
yes.
bit dangerous.
Do I have to hit Chris? What's the aim?
The aim is to hit him on the top of the head.
Right, that sounds good.
Which it's never a bad thing.
Right, yeah, you're probably right.
But you see, this is where you're going wrong, Scott. You've been a no man right now.
I am.
You need to be as a yes man, and okay. we should give this a go. And do you know what, Scott? If you do think that's a bit rubbish, then you go give it a go. It might just spark something inside you.
I'm not saying it looks rubbish. I'm just saying that I can't imagine myself doing it, like waving a massive lightsaber in your face while dressed in a robe.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Luke Skywalker had to start from somewhere.
Yeah, true, true. Yeah,
there we go.
There's some motivation. Everyone has to start somewhere, Scott. Right, I'm on the guy from work, our work's Instagram right now. He says that his abs are finally starting to appear. I just find it weird.
Are you following?
I see him every day, no.
The Scott Mills Daily.
All the international listeners today, this person in Australia listening to us while munching down on some chocolate and freaking out about uni placement tomorrow. Also, Rufus, who's 18, in Switzerland, on his gap year, just cleaning some toilets at the moment. It's not glamorous. And well done to Gemma, feeling particularly upset with herself right now. Got up, got ready, drove from Manchester to South Wales, and then realised it was a bank holiday and that she doesn't even need to be there today. It's quite far to drive to realise that you're not actually working today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, do you remember how much you loved him last time? There's a rumour that Lee Ryan's going back into Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh, that would be so good.
He was amazing.
But you're right, with Celebrity Big Brother, you write it off beforehand and you think, oh, Lee Ryan's on it, nothing to be too excited about. And then what a performance. I mean, it really was a man of the match performance from him.
He definitely made a beast of himself, didn't he?
Yeah. Do you remember wasn't it like three of them on the go?
Yeah.
At once in the house.
Yeah, it's like, mate, there are cameras on this. It's going out on the television.
It's incredible.
Like, and what you're saying to her, like, that she's going to see this. Maybe not now, but in a couple of weeks, you're going to leave and this is going to be a big old mess for you.
Have you heard the rumours of who's going in?
No.
Are you going in?
No. No.
You would Casey Hopkins. You would say that, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but you ask me this every year, no.
Do you think I'm going in?
No. But there is rumour to be this isn't quite depressing that we're talking about this, but like, it's January, yeah? Give me a break. There's not that much to look forward to. I am kind of looking forward to it. There was a rumour that last night, that a wild DJ was going in there. Who's that? Is that you?
I don't know any wild DJs.
Yeah, that's the rumour.
Wild DJ?
Wild.
Who would you describe as wild here?
I don't know, I just saw it in a couple of
sites. I bet you not wild.
Yeah, probably not wild in any way. Crazy.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's this time of day, I think. I wish I was as excited about Sherlock coming back as I'm supposed to be. So much pressure. Like, what do you mean you don't watch it? I just don't. It's not for me.
First time I've watched Game of Thrones last night.
Oh,
I watched
that?
A couple of episodes. It actually is. It's good. I see what people like. But I think it was series 5 where I've come in at. So I've seen a couple of episodes, think I'm going to have to start from the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if winter has came at that point.
Right. EastEnders was good last night, though.
Yeah.
No plot spoilers.
You seem to be talking about it a fair bit this morning.
Yeah.
It's playing on your mind.
Just feel sorry for that hotel. Very bad publicity for them.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is it a well-known hotel?
I don't know.
Oh, I see. Something's happened in the hotel.
I just think, sales will be down, definitely.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, in the afternoon, we normally do this thing called Bangers. It's basically an excuse to play some really good songs. I pick one that I believe is really good. So does Chris. And then you decide... Oh no, Darren in Dorset, his milk truck's broken down, that's not one. Hello, Darren.
Hello, mate, all right?
Yeah, bad times for you, right?
Yeah, I've worked over Christmas and worked over New Year and I've decided to break down today, look.
Oh. Well, you didn't decide, probably.
Well, a little red light came on and it turns your truck into like you're ice skating. So I thought I'd better pull over.
Yeah, probably best to pull over.
So where are you?
Just outside Atminster on the A35.
Right. Is there anything I can do to help, Darren?
Yeah, put on some good tunes, mate. What have you got?
Wow. Well,
this is why you're here.
Mm-hmm. This is exactly why you're here.
This is why you're here.
Is anyone bringing help of any sort at any point, Darren?
I've got someone coming from Exeter.
But is that another milk truck? Because that's going to take ages.
No. So just a mechanic, but he might have to tow me away, so...
Oh, you've got a fun day lined up, no doubt.
And then my friend from London's come down and we're meant to be going out for a meal tonight. So, yeah.
So going back to what Scott can do to help, would you like him to send some of his staff?
that'd be good, boys. Yeah, that'd be good.
Come deal with the situation. That's how it works, isn't it, Scott?
Hilarious. You think I've got staff? Right. So when I chose this song,
oh, we're going to bangers, are we?
Don't know what kind of frame of mind I was in. I think it was like.
It's an apology beforehand. This is going to be a good one.
It was definitely party season. It's a song that we did support on Radio 1 at the time, but you've probably not heard since.
All right, okay. Then, let's do this, Darren.
Got him.
All right, so it's this.
You okay, hon?
The Saturdays, come on. Disco Love, it's called.
Disco Love, of all the Saturday songs as well. Didn't fancy Higher.
No. Higher has been on recently.
Where were you when you chose this then? Was this a sort of 3 a.m. in the disco room? Or
possibly. Anyway,
an interesting one, Darren. So you can have that, or you can have my choice, which is this.
Oh.
I mean, come on. This is Disclosure and Sam Smith with Latch.
But just think, who needs the money more?
Christmas has passed. There's no need for charity on this one.
Is it Marley, Una, Michelle?
Do the right thing, Darren.
Not Michelle, Rochelle.
Well, where's hard one, boys?
There was never a Michelle on the Saturdays. Yes?
First one reminds me of my missus. I'm sure she's got that song on her iTunes or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I hear that quite a lot in the car, which is a little bit annoying.
Yeah.
What else? Yours is good, Mr. Stark. I don't know. It's a hard one. Let's put it this way. It's going to be a long day, so...
Yeah, mine's a bigger song than you think it is.
Yeah, that is true. If my missus got it, it must be half decent.
Are you saying he'll like it if he chooses it?
Yeah.
It's one of those that should be... Yeah.
Just be open-minded.
For me, it feels like this is a no-brainer, but Darren, it's up to you.
Yeah, or is that, you know, what's going to keep me going there? I could be sat here for like 2 hours waiting for the mechanic. And then again, to be honest, New Year, I didn't actually go out because I'd work the next day. So I think I'm going to go for you, Scott, I think.
Yes, this is madness. This is a 2016 decision.
Okay. Mr. Lovable. Tune. What you say? This sums up how I feel about this song. Adam in Worcester, he's like, yes, this song is absolute nonsense, but it's still a total banger.
It's never winter when it's Donna summer all year long.
Oh. Like, you're paying too much attention to the lyrical content.
I can't believe
it's
that.
It's a happy, it's an up, happy song.
I didn't think these were the kind of decisions we'd be seeing in 2017.
It's not going well. Hopefully it picks up. Oh, I enjoyed it. That was the Saturdays and Disco Love. I wasn't expecting him to pick that one, were you? Some people are suggesting that maybe his recovery truck should also break down. we'll do bangers again tomorrow morning. Sorry about that. I didn't see that coming at all.
No, nor did I.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Another confusing thing from over Christmas that we've not talked about yet. Former One Extra presenter Sarah Jane Crawford presenting The World's Strongest Man.
Yeah, expecting that either.
No.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning to Vince and Charlotte and Gemma on their way to London, but they're near Fleet Services on the M3. They're like, is your bridge open? Can we visit today? Yeah, sad times. I stopped there with my mum over Christmas and the bridge was closed due to recent fire, but I'm pleased to announce that it's now open and footfall is good.
Is it? Is it actually open?
It's good.
I thought one side was closed.
I believe it's all open now, yeah. Good times.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, she didn't leave it very long, did she? Bye, girls. Oh, hi. Hi, Machine Gun Kelly. My name's Kabina Kabababayo. That was Bad Things on BBC Radio 1.
BBC
Radio 1.
And good morning, Clara Amfo.
Good morning, Scott Mills.
Before you notice, there is a gap in my teeth.
Well, do you know what? Okay, this is the thing. Right, I know you. I see your face on a daily basis.
And it's one of those things, like, you know when you've got a spot and you can't, you don't want to draw attention to it, so mm-hmm. don't try not to mention it.
I'm trying not to open my mouth.
Well, this is it. I thought, do I mention the tooth or not?
So it was the first thing you saw, was it?
It is, but I just thought I should say anything.
What's the first thing you think of when you see that look? What look would you say he's channeling there?
Like a pirate.
Pirate.
Excellent. So yeah, one of my teeth just fell off. Obviously not a real one, just like veneer in it.
Right.
So that fell off over Christmas. Had it put back on Friday. Fell off again last night.
So what, did you chew an extra hard bit of turkey or?
No, I don't know. But it's they cemented it on. But yeah, so I'm trying not to leave the house that much.
Yeah, is food an issue for you then?
What,
did you hit bone or something?
Like, no. I don't know why it just popped off. They can do sometimes.
Yeah.
So it's soup for me, guys, all day today. So much to discuss with
There's
you, Clara.
So much to discuss.
Every time we have a little break from seeing each other, then we have to catch up on all the reality TV.
Of course.
All the things that happen in pop culture. Let's discuss Mariah Carey's New Year's Eve performance,
please. Let's discuss.
Okay, good. So, was it that she couldn't hear? I don't know if you've seen this. If not, then check out the video.
So, Mariah Carey did this massive performance in New York for New Year's Eve. Ryan Seacrest is a massive big deal.
In Times Square.
The whole world's watching. Fans coming up to see her for about 11, 12 hours. And she basically, according to what she says, couldn't really hear herself, because you know when singers sing they have these monitors in their ears to so they can keep up with the track, and she couldn't kind of catch the beat, so she just couldn't really be bothered.
So the dancers around.
The dancers were fine.
Yeah.
This is where I think it falls down to it. The dancers all seemed good. They could hear the music.
Even I sang along at home watching it on YouTube.
How could she not hear?
But the thing is, I love about Mariah is that she's just run out of, let's call it, fudges to give.
Yeah.
And she was just like, well, look, you lot know I can sing, so take it or leave it. I'm here.
I just saw someone on Twitter put, such a powerful voice that it can be heard coming from her mouth when even not open. There were bits where I was like, oh, how's she doing that? Yeah. Like the microphone's like nowhere near her face.
Ventriloquism.
Yeah, it's really clever that.
Oh, Mariah.
But why did the audience love it? You see the audience there, they're still loving it.
Yes, because
she's
on stage.
She's doing nothing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's her thing now. She just turns off in glittery outfits and just lounges.
That shouldn't be allowed.
Turn up in a swimming costume, boom.
Exactly.
Also, any TV that you watch that I should be aware of at the weekend?
Oh my gosh.
You do watch some weird stuff, so do I.
I found myself watching Mr. World 2016.
That sounds right up my street.
Last night.
Channel?
London Live.
You always find things that I'm like, where has she even found that from?
It was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. I mean, it's just like Miss World, but with blokes, but it's just really odd.
And are they in their pants and that? Like, hello, I'm Mr. Sweden.
Well, they had to wear suits and like be like, hi, yes, my name is Sven. I'm representing Sweden this year, and then they were doing like agility challenges and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it was very highbrow viewing.
What was the UK saying?
He was alright, actually.
Was
I can't remember his name, but he was alright.
And then there was the World's Strongest Man, that still happens.
Magnussen.
Yep, with the keg toss there, saw a bit of that last night.
It doesn't really feel like that's evolved much. As
no,
a format, is
I don't
it?
Think it has.
Tossing
really.
Kegs.
Yeah, yeah.
There's so much innuendo bingo stuff in there for you to use.
We'll
just
search
so
that
you
out.
Know.
EastEnders?
Do you know what? I was a bit bad with EastEnders this year. I was on and off with it. Although I did enjoy Patrick singing Shine by Take That at the Pantheon.
Oh, yeah.
So weird.
That's so weird. Oh, you need to watch last night.
Okay.
It's, quite crazy. Okay, so what's on today?
On today, we are going to be talking about Sound of 2017. Our top five are going to be revealed. So lovely Mr. Jam is going to be turning up on the show to have a chat all about it.
Awesome. That's with Clara this morning and every morning this week from 10 a.m. See you soon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Those are Monday's best bits. We're back tomorrow from 6:30 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.